Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before we get into this review, I'm going to ask you for one favor. Please subscribe to this channel. It helps us a lot. Pandering over. Looky, looky. A Spawn comic bookie. Look at that. A new Spawn title. Spawn's Universe. And this one's a little thicker than most comic books. I mean, it's definitely a giant size. It's pretty big. Oh, I just noticed. Yeah. Our buddy Brett Booth did some artwork in there for the Gunslinger Spawn. All right, Brett. Good job, man. This is kind of a lot of Spawns from all over. They're bringing them back together. They closed off all then, so no angels or demons can enter or leave the Earth Zone. There's a bunch. I haven't read any of the Spawn, you know, leading up to this one, but obviously on Omega Spawn has an island, and he got taken out supposedly. It starts right off with Cagliostro there. He's always got something up his sleeve, man. Never trust that dude. So you think they caught him. They caught him, took him in, and Cagliostro always has something up his sleeve. So Spawn, you know, he's been, they're attacking this woman there. He's trying to figure out why. He catches them all. They're demons, of course. And they said they didn't want the woman. They wanted the paper she has. So he grabs the papers from her. And I'd like to mention this before we go much farther. Whenever you're reading a comic, you know, you think mostly about the writer and the artist. Well, the letterer can make a huge difference as well. Just the font they choose or the way they do the speech bubbles. I mean, because with Spawns, you can see instead of just a straight little tailpiece going into the speech bubble, it's kind of jagged. And there's a gray outline around the speech bubble, and they use a different font. And the font just kind of gives you an icy feeling, of dread in the voice. While everybody else is just regular text, regular speech bubbles. So, you know, kudos to the letter, Tom Orzechowski, and World Design. I mean, letters, like I said, they make a difference in how you read the stuff. So don't overlook the letters, man. They're important too. Anyway, Spawn goes back. He grabs Cygor, his cybernetic monkey ape dude. And they're getting ready to go and track down what's going on Omega Spawn's island. Omega Spawn is just a huge bad dude. You got an angel there. I'm not a huge into Spawn lore. I know enough about it, though. They start attacking. I don't know who this dude is, man. I'm not sure, but obviously he's the one who took Omega Spawn out and dropped him down the pit. He's able to stop Cygor and Spawn dead in their tracks, just freeze them. Here's a better picture of him. I probably should have looked this up before I came to do the review, but I wanted to get this review done, man. I couldn't wait to tell you about Spawn. So yeah, if you guys know who that is, let me know. I'm sure he was in the ongoing Spawn titles, which I'm way behind on reading, like by 50, 60 episode issues. Dude takes over Cygor. They have Spawn locked up with Gunslinger Spawn and Cagliostro. They're all together there. And, Gunslinger Spawn is telling you can't trust Cagliostro. And the others, you know, and they call him Normal Spawn, which I think is kind of funny. So he's Normal Spawn. Gunslinger Spawn is like, hey, I don't trust you either. You brought me here. But Cagliostro is, he's able to make enough ruckus that they let him go and they throw him in the pit. Well, before he went in the pit, he got a couple pieces of his puzzle that he needed to do what he wanted. And that was something from Gunslinger Spawn and Normal Spawn. I guess he needed pieces from all these spawns for his big plan. So, I mean, Cagliostro wanted to be caught all along. I mean, that was his plan, get caught so he could get these pieces from the two spawns, and then he can go about his plan. Gunslinger Spawn thinks he can do the same thing, so he starts throwing a fit. They just shock the crap out of him for like 10 minutes before he passes out. What they forget, though, is normal Spawn, our Spawn, kind of got a symbiotic outfit there, so he's able to get the symbiotic outfit to help him break out. Him and Gunslinger break out, and then it goes over to Cagliostro, right? They threw him in that pit. You thought he was done. No. He has a bullet from Gunslinger Spawn and a piece of, I guess, rock from the cave they were being held in, and a piece of cape. So he's doing his little magic stuff there, and in the beginning, he was able to pull out Omega Spawn and Plague Spawn. So he's getting all his puzzle pieces together. And what he's working on is a huge super version of himself, you know, coming up out of the ocean there. And the entity is called Sinn, S-I-N-N. So Cagliostro kind of superpowered himself, kind of like Apex Lex in DC Comics. So this is a more powerful version of Cagliostro, if you can believe that. That story kind of ends. I mean, there's more than one story in here. It's kind of like chapters are jumping around. So this one's medieval, and it's telling the story of medieval Spawn, how he's fighting this huge wizard with a big dragon named Tyrus. But Tyrus tells you, you know, if you think I'm powerful, you should see my boss, Cagliostro. Well, that name keeps popping up in Spawn. Spawn's able to, you know, take out that dragon and the wizard. And then the dude, I guess who was the wizard, kind of wakes up from a nightmare. And then you get another ending. This one starts, and this is a Spawn version I was not aware of. She Spawn. I did not know that there was a She Spawn. Her outfit's kind of cool. It's kind of badass. And she's able to, I guess, shapeshift back into her human form. Her grandmother is taking care of her daughter. And that's because she does it. She was told if they know that you care about somebody, they will use that person to get to you. So she doesn't want any bad things to happen to her grandmother or her daughter. So she just drops in periodically to kind of check up on them. And of course, Grandma doesn't understand what's going on. She thinks she just abandoned her kid. She's telling her, nope, that's not what the deal is. You know, they've been telling her daughter that she's actually her aunt. Her aunt. Auntie Jessica. So, yeah, that. And then it jumps in. I don't know if there's building up to bring all these spawns together later. But then it jumps into Gunslinger, you know, and he's laying there dead. I guess he rotted over a couple of seasons just laying there, and whoever killed him cut the faces off all the dudes. So when he finally comes to, I guess a couple of seasons later, he finds his face, puts it back on, and he's going on the hunt. Gunslinger Spawn, he don't play, man. You gotta, if you're gonna take him out, you better make sure you take him completely out. And that's all it is for that issue. And then you got The King Is Coming, man. And then there's a preview for King Spawn. And you think the rest of them are pretty bad. King Spawn's a bad man. So you got King Spawn coming in August, Gunslinger Spawn coming in October, and then The Scorched will be here in time for Christmas. So, yeah, I mean, if you're a Spawn fan, just the name drops and the other Spawns you get to see in Spawn Universe is really cool. You know they're building up something. Cagliostro always got something up his sleeve. Now his name is Sinn. So, yeah, there's so much going on in this. It's a very thick book. I don't know if the next one's going to be that thick also. But, I mean, Spawn has always been pretty popular. Now you got more than one version of Spawn. I'm guessing they're all going to team up against this new big bad. Or maybe Cagliostro is going to use them to take out this big bad. We will see. Either way, I'm saying Spawn's Universe, Yeah, you might want to subscribe to this one, man. It's really good. Put it on your subscription list. Let's see where they go with this. I want to see more different spawns. I know there's a few different other ones. I'd like to see them bring those guys into the story. I want to see what Cagliostro/Sin is going to be up to. And I want to see what this new dude, man, what the heck? He took out Omega Spawn, so you know he's pretty bad. Got to see what happens. That is my review for Spawns Universe number one. If you like this video, this review, please subscribe. It does help us tremendously with the metrics. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.